Greetings to everybody. Happy Father's Day.
找到一句话，他长大了，能给我们一个很好的礼物。他的名字就是父亲。I
found this saying that God has given us a very good gift, and His name is our Father.
上个月呢 ，Victor 跟达达呢，天津的，没错。
Last month, Victor and Dada had a newborn baby.
我就问达达，问妈妈就是，儿子的名字是什么？
So I asked Dada, the baby's mother, what's the baby's name?
他说，火字旁一个华。And
so this Chinese character starts with the partial character fire on one side.
那么，这个字是念叶。
And the pronunciation is Ye. So I asked Victor, the reason they picked this name, was it because that when the baby ended up being a male, he was so excited that he gave a sounding yeah?
新生命的出生呢，这开始呢是很值得我们父母很高兴的。
It is indeed a joyous moment when a baby is born and arrives in this world, especially for the parents.
但是呢，我们更希望呢，就是我们的儿女成长。
But what we hope even more is the growth of our children.
你还记得呢？你常常担心呢？哎，为什么小孩不长肉啊？为什么长得这么矮啊？的日子吗？
Do you remember the days when the parents are worried about how the children seemingly have stopped growing, where they didn't grow any bigger or taller?
原因就是呢，生命的成长呢是一个他健康的一个表现。
And the reason is because the reason parents are concerned is because the growth of a life is a manifestation of a person's health.
如果一个生命停止生长呢，他可能就是生病了。Then
the being could be ill if he or she has stopped growing.
属灵的生命也是同一个道理。
And spiritual life is of no exception.
上个礼拜我们在布道会里面有人信耶稣。
Last week in our evangelistic meeting, some people came to Christ.
我们全教会都yeah.
So our whole church gave us a resounding yeah.
但是生命不是停止在信耶稣的这一刻。
However, that life does not just end with the moment when we come to Jesus for the first time.
我们生命必须要成长。
Our life needs to continue to grow.
但是生命怎么成长呢?
How does a life grow?
那么呢，我希望就用腓立比书来回答这个问题。
And I hope to use the book of Philippians to answer this question.
这个是保罗呢，教导这些腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹，他怎么在主里面成长。
And this is a book where Paul teaches the brothers and sisters in the church of Philippi on how to grow.
那么呢，我们暑假的讲道呢，会跟我们星期五晚上的团契配合。
And preaching during the summer will coincide with the Friday night small group.
那么就是呢，我们会研究同一个经文。
What I mean by that is we'll study the same topic on Friday nights.
好像我们刚刚过去的星期五的晚上呢，我们就是看腓立比书的背景。
For example, this past Friday, we spent time to study the background behind the book of Philippians.
那么我们今天就是讲第一章1到11节。
And today we're going to look at verses 1 through 11 of the first chapter.
那么我们下个礼拜五呢，会讨论到一些怎么应用1到11节的讨论。
So this coming Friday, we'll talk about how to apply content in verses 1 through 11.
所以我们现在 很快的来看一看腓立比书的背景。
So now let's quickly go over the background behind the book of Philippians.
腓立比教会呢，是保罗第二次传道的时候所建立的。
The Philippian church was established during Paul's second missionary journey.
它也是在保罗, 第一间在欧洲所建立的教会。
This was also the first church that Paul established on the continent of Europe.
那么呢, 你可以说保罗就是他们建会的牧师。
And you may say that Paul was the founding pastor of that church.
所以你看腓立比书的时候呢，有一份亲切感在里面的。
And that's why when you read the book of Philippians, there is a sense of intimacy.
那么你看《使徒行传》的时候呢，我们知道了腓立比教会大概是主后51年的时候建立。
By reading the book of Acts, we know that the Philippian church was established around 51 AD.
但是呢，腓立比书呢是61年的时候才写成的。
However, the book of Philippians was written in 61 AD.
那么就是说呢，这个教会已经建立了10年的时间了。So
what that means is this church had been in existence for 10 years.
其实就跟我们教会一样呢，就是也是十年的时间。Actually,
it's quite similar to our church when we have been here for 10 years.
当时保罗呢发生了一件事情在他的身上。
At that time, something happened on Paul's in Paul's life.
就是呢，保罗给这些犹太人控告，所以呢，他就给坐去坐牢了。At
that time, Paul was accused by the Jewish leaders, and that's why he was in imprisonment.
那么最后他就被送到罗马，等待这个罗马皇尼禄的审判。And
afterwards, he was sent to the city of Rome and waiting for. Judgment coming down from the emperor of Nero.
那么呢，这个教会腓立比教会呢，他知道保罗在坐牢的时候呢，他就派一个人叫以巴弗提的，把他们的金钱还有一封就是他们的关怀带到保罗的身边。So
when the Philippian church learned about Paul's imprisonment, they sent a brother by name of Epaphroditus. To carry their love and their financial offering to Paul.
所以呢，保罗呢，当时呢就写一封信去回复腓立比教会。And
then Paul wrote a letter to respond to Philippian church's kind act.
所以呢，第一方面呢，这封信是谢谢他们的支持。On
one hand, this letter was written to thank them for their support.
另外一方面呢，也是保罗知道这个教会他们面对什么难题的时候，他教这个教会怎么去成长，怎么去面对。On
the other hand, Paul is aware of the difficulties that this church is facing, and therefore he was using this opportunity to teach them how to address those difficulties.
讲到成长呢，保罗用了一个方法。Speaking
of growth, Paul used this particular method.
这个方法就是模仿。
And this particular method is what he called imitation.
3章17节里面他讲到，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看哪些叫我们榜样行的人。In
Philippians chapter 3 verse 6:17, Paul said that join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do.
模仿呢是一个很好的方法去进步。
Do you know that imitation is a very good way to improve oneself?
我还记得呢，我小的时候呢，最出名的电视的牌子呢，是你知道是哪一个国家做的？
Do you know that when I was quite young, the most popular TV brand? Do you remember what country that came from?
我是讲60到70年代这个年代。 最棒的电视是哪一个国家做的？
What I'm talking about is an era of the 60s and 70s. Do you know the most popular brand TV where that came from?
就是德国啊。
And that came from the country of Germany.
那么呢，但是呢，在70年代呢，日本就开始去也做它的电视了。
However, during the 70s, the country of Japan started producing its own TVs.
它就是模仿的是德国的电视。
So Japan started imitating Germany's TV.
但是呢，这个年代70年代的这些日本做的电视，我们的感觉就是它不内用的。
However, the TVs produced by Japan during the 70s was regarded as not very reliable.
但是到80年代的时候呢，他们的电视就是很好了，好像这些松尼啊，这些都是哇，我们觉得最好的牌子了。
However, moving to the 80s, Japan's TV was highly regarded, such as Sony.
然后到80年代呢，又有另外一个国家模仿日本了。
In the 80s, there was another imitator copying what Japan was doing.
你知道是谁啊?
Do you know who it was?
对啊, 韩国啊。
Yes, it was Korea.
韩国当时给人的,韩国的电视当时给人的印象就是 cheap, 我不知道怎么翻译了。
However, the initial impression that the Korean TVs gave to its consumers was it's a state of cheapness.
但是呢,到现在你看，最流行的、最好的电视就是 Samsung 呢，就是韩国出的电视。
However, today the most popular and the most highly regarded TV brand, one of which is Samsung, and that has come out of Korea.
这个是证明呢，模仿这个方法是一个很有效的进步的一个方法。
So what this proves is that imitation is a great way to make improvement.
在腓立比书里面呢，你能够找到许多榜样。
In the book of Philippians, one can find many examples.
包括保罗，包括主耶稣基督。
The models include Paul and Lord Jesus Christ.
提摩太，以巴弗提。
Timothy and also Epaphroditus.
我们今天要看这个榜样呢，就是腓立比教会。
So now we're going to look at the Philippian church as a model ourselves.
腓立比教会对保罗来说是一个怎么样的教会呢？
What does the church of Philippi appear to Paul?
第一章的第三到第四节，保罗说：“每逢我想念你们。”就感谢我们的神，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢实实的祈求。
Verses 3 and 4 tells us that Paul says, I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy.
简单来说呢，保罗一想起腓立比教会呢，他就会笑了。
Put it simply, whenever Paul thinks of the Philippian church, he would feel happiness.
他就会感谢神。
He would give thanks to God.
为什么这个教会会带给保罗这么多的喜乐呢？
Why would this church bring Paul so much joy?
因为腓立比教会呢，是一间以福音为中心的一间教会。
Because the Philippian church was a gospel-centered church.
我们也希望呢，我们可以从他们身上学习呢，我们也是一个以福音为中心的人。
And I hope that we can also learn from these models that we can become a gospel-centered church ourselves.
我们怎么知道保罗腓立比教会是一个以福音为中心的教会啊？
How do we know that the Philippian church was a gospel-centered church?
第五节呢，就讲到一个事情。
Verse 5 tells us one thing，
就是呢，这个教会从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意兴旺福音的。
That because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now，
这句话里面有两样事情，我希望你注意。
There are two things I want you to notice in this verse，
就是。第一个，在中文圣经里面翻译为同心合意兴旺福音。
And the first one, in the Chinese translation, is talking about the partnership.
In the gospel.
Partnership in the gospel.
其实呢，这句话在原文里面呢，用了一个字，是我们教会里面常常用的。
In the original language, a word was used in this place, and that's something we use in our church all the time.
这个就是团契这个字。
And that's the word fellowship.
团契这个字英文翻译在 partnership, 就是一个伙伴的意思。
So the fellowship in English sometimes is translated as a partnership. In other words, we are partners.
有一个意思就是我们就是好像你做生意找一个伙伴跟你一起投资一样。
And so it's like we finding someone to be partners in a business relationship where we invest together.
其实呢，在当时的社会呢。 团契这个字 fellowship 这个字常常是用在他们在金钱上面一同投资的时候，常常用这个字。
So back in the those days in that society, the word fellowship was often used to refer to a relationship where people come together and invest their money together.
所以保罗呢是称赞腓立比教会呢。 因为他们是支持保罗，用金钱支持保罗在福音的事工上面。And
because the Philippian church supports Paul in his gospel work in a financial way, and Paul often praises this church.
所以呢，你可以从我们现代的一个用语来说，腓立比教会跟保罗呢，就是在福音上面是股东一样了。
So if we use today's language, we may say that the Philippian church and Paul are shareholders
第一样,
in gospel.
第二样，我希望你留意的就是保罗讲到这个教会的，对他的支持的，是从头一天直到如今的。
Another thing, the second thing I want you to notice in this verse is that the Philippian church support for Paul started from day one till this very moment. We mentioned earlier that this church had been existing for 10 years.
So
what this means is that they had continued to support Paul from the first day they believed in the Lord until this particular day when the letter was written.
所以呢，我们说呢，这个是你看见这个教会的持久性。
And this is how you can see a church's perseverance.
那么你知道一件事情呢，持久性呢，其实是一个很好的一个，你说一个test，一个考验，看这个教会的内心是怎么样。
So you may say that a church's state in perseverance is a good test for a good test for the church's heart.
中国人有一句话说呢，日久见人心，其实是同一个道理。And
there's a Chinese saying which means similar things, and that is that once a true intent can only be detected over time.
所以呢，你看见呢，这个教会它把福音成为他们的中心呢，你看得出来，就是因为它一直的投资在保罗的这个事工身上。So
the reason you can tell this church has gospel as its focal point or its center is because their persistent investment in the gospel.
还有一个事情呢，是有关腓立比教会的背景的。
There's another thing about the background of Philippian church.
在新约圣经里面提到腓立比教会的时候呢，你知道这个教会以什么事情出名呢？
When the do you know what made the church famous in the context of New Testament?
那腓立比教会呢，也是在新约圣经里面称为马其顿教会。
The Philippian church is also referred to as the Macedonian church.
它最出名的地方是什么？
Do you know what it's most famous for?
就是穷。
It's famous for its poverty.
在哥林多后书8章1到2节里面呢，讲到他们的奉献。
In the second book of Corinthians, chapter 8, verses 1 and 2, they talked about the church's offering.
他讲到，弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们，就是他们在患难中受大试炼的时候，仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间 还格外显出他们落卷的厚恩。
And now, brothers and sisters, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. In the midst of a very severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
我们常常会这样子想。
Often we feel this way.
神啊，我现在不能十一奉献给你啊。
God, right now, we cannot offer 10% of our income to you.
我有家庭要照顾。
Because I have a family I must take care of.
现在要存钱给儿女将来念大学。
Now we also must save money in order to pay for college tuition.
还有一天要准备自己退休。
And one day we have to start preparing for our retirement.
啊，有一天我发达的时候呢，我会奉献给你的。
One day when I become rich, I will give 10%.
但是你有没有留意，神是怎么用腓立比教会作为我们的榜样？
But have you noticed how God has used the Philippian church as our model or example?
他在极穷之间，还是从头一天一直支持保罗，直到如今。
Even though they were in extreme, they have been in extreme poverty, they continue to support Paul from day one till the day the letter was written.
他们的原因就是他要做福音的一个伙伴。
And the reason they did that was because they want to be partners in the gospel.
因为当他们把福音成为他们人生的中心的时候，他们就把福音摆在他们人生的优先。
Because when they treated the gospel as the center of their life, and then the gospel become a priority in their lives.
所以当他们坚持去奉献的时候，他是告诉人，其实呢，福音比起他们的生活的享受，他们的家庭，甚至他们的安全感更重要。
So when they offered according to that principle, they are telling other people that being partners in the gospel is much more important in security for themselves or for their families.
当你做福音的伙伴的时候呢，其实保罗告诉我们呢有两个好处。
Paul is telling us that there are two advantages in being partners in the gospel.
第一就是呢，这个是一个人得救的一个证据。
First advantage is that this becomes a sign of a person's salvation.
其实我们一般人呢，都是为自己求的。
Typically, we always pray for ourselves.
在腓立比书里面呢，有一些人呢，他是全福音都是出于这个基督纷争的原因的。
基督纷争
就是。
Okay, so in that church, some people preach Christ out of controversies due to rivalry or envy.
保罗也是因为有些人呢，他的杜甫就是他们的神。
And Paul also described some of them that those people's God is their stomach.
这些人，换句话说，这些人就是为了自食而活。
In other words, those people lived for their own livelihood.
如果有一个人，他们持久的支持福音的工作
，if there's someone who persevered in supporting the partnership in the gospel，
就是在他们极穷之间的时候，他还是坚持做的时候。
In other words, they continued even though they were in extreme poverty。
那么只有一个解释
，there was only one explanation then，
就是神在他们的心里面动了这个善工。
And that the explanation is that God has begun a good work in their hearts.
所以呢，否则呢是没有人会愿意这样子做的。
Otherwise, there will be no one doing this willingly.
那么保罗就说，如果神这样子开始这个工作的时候呢，他必成就，他必完全这工，直到耶稣基督的日子。
So what Paul is saying that if God has begun the good work, then God will carry this on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
换句话说，保罗是肯定这个人是得救的。
In other words, Paul is certain that this person has been saved.
有的时候呢, 我看看教会侍奉的人的名单,
and sometimes I would take a look at the list of people who serve in this church.
我又发觉呢, 有一些人的名字呢, 常常出现的,
I would notice that there are certain people's names appear frequently.
崇拜又是他,
involved in worship.
看小孩又是他,
and involved in childcare.
教会退休会又见到他的名字,
and retreat also has his name popping up.
当我常常见到这些人侍奉的时候, 我就会感谢神,
and I would thank God for seeing these people's name appear frequently.
因为他们的劳苦是证明他们是一个得救的人,
because their labor proves that they are a person that has been saved.
那我不是说他们的劳苦是他们得救的原因, 我只是说他们的劳苦是他们得救的一个证据, 也就是说是他们得救的一个结果, 一个表现。
I'm definitely not saying that their labor is the reason for their salvation. What I'm saying is that their labor is a sign or a manifestation, or is a result of their salvation.
因为他们得救,他们才会愿意去剪纸去侍奉神。
And because they've been saved, and that's why they're willing to serve God in this particular way.
对一个把福音成为他人生的中心的人呢, 不单止这个是他们得救的证据, 第七节也告诉我们呢, 他们将来会同受, 一同在神面前, 承受神的恩。
So, being a partnership in the gospel is not only a sign of person's salvation, but it also shows, it also proves that this person, these people, were shared together in God's grace.
第七节, 保罗简直说, 我为你们众人有这样的心, 意念, 原是应当的, 因你们常在我的心里, 无论我是在捆锁之中, 是辨明证实福音的时候, 你们都与我一同得恩。
So verse 7, Paul says that, it is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I'm in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you sharing God's grace with me.
上个礼拜我们有 Dr. Christopher Yuan 在我们中间 传福音。
Last week, we had Dr. Christopher Yuan with us, sharing the gospel with us. I believe it was beneficial for many of us.
其中有一个例子是一个爸爸他在星期天里面去觉知信耶稣。
One example was that there was this father who gave his life to Jesus and believed in Jesus.
他是从别的教会来的，那么他的女儿知道以后呢，就很高兴。
He came from a different church. When his daughter found out about it, she was very happy.
他女儿告诉我们呢，已经为他祷告30年了。
The daughter shared with us that she had been praying for him for over 30 years.
有的时候我们觉得，别人传福音怎么有效？
Sometimes we feel that why is it so effective for certain people to share the gospel? However, we don't seem to have that same abilities.
但是你要知道，当你去支持一个宣教士，或者你支持一个福音的事工的时候呢，你其实，在神的眼里面，你是跟这个人是一同得恩的。
But you need to understand that when we support a missionary, when we support a person's good work, we are sharing in God's grace.
换句话说，无论你是负责 好像你是看书摊的, 你是负责招待的, 你是负责 哪怕你是负责预备一瓶水在哪天的布道会, 但是其实你是分享 这个福音的结果的。
So no matter what, no matter how people labored, whether it's bringing a bottle of water or being an usher, and in God's eyes, we are sharing in the results of the gospel.
神告诉我们呢，我们简直 去做的时候，有一天我们一样跟这个这个长员一样，你会得到神的恩典。
So what God is saying is that if we continue labor in this way, that one day we will share in God's grace along with the speaker.
腓立比书一章三到八节呢，主要是神为到这个教会感谢。
In the verses 3-8, Paul was giving thanks for this church.
9-11呢，就是保罗为到腓立比教会的祈求。
Verses 9-11 is where Paul prayed for this church.
从这个祈求里面，你看见一个以福音为中心的人呢，他的人生目标是什么？
In these prayers, you can see a gospel-centered person, what kind of life purpose he has for his life.
如果我问你，福音的目的是什么？福音的目标是什么？你会怎么回答？
How would you answer if I ask you what the objective of the gospel is?
有人说福音的目的就是将来我可以上天堂。
Some people may say that the purpose of the gospel is so we can go to heaven one of these days.
那这句话不完全对哦。
This is not entirely correct.
因为福音最终的目标不是单会人上天堂。
The ultimate goal of the gospel is not for people, just for people to go to heaven.
其实它最终的目的就是在十一节里面最后的一句话。
So the ultimate objective of the gospel is expressed in the last part of verse 11.
就是叫荣耀称赞归于神。
And that the objective, the goal is for the glory and praise of God.
这个也是我们每一个基督徒成长的目标。
And this is actually our the objective for every Christian's growth.
那么呢，第九节开始就告诉我们，你怎么可以走到这个目标上面。
And verse 9, starting with verse 9, it tells us how we can reach that target.
第九节，保罗说，我所祷告的就是要你们在爱心，你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
And starting with verse 9, Paul says, This is my prayer that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight.
那这句话告诉我们呢，我们成长的路的开始就是爱。
And this verse tells us that the beginning point, the start of our journey of growth is love.
他用多而又多这句话，让我们知道了其实呢，你信耶稣这一刻呢，你已经有这个爱在你心里面了，只是保罗祈求这个爱会越来越成长。
So the fact that they use the description love will abound more and more means that the love is already inside of us. And what Paul is praying is that love will continue to blossom.
那你知道爱这个字，无论是在现在或者在从前的社会呢，常常给人滥用这个字。
And as we all know, the word love is often abused, whether it's today or in old societies.
所以呢，保罗就告诉他的祈求里面呢，就强调这个爱是需要在知识和各样的见识上面去成长的。
And that's why Paul defined this love or restricted this love in terms of knowledge and depth of insight.
所以你可以想象呢，这个就是好像河的两岸，一边是知识，一边是见识，那么这个爱就是在中间，就是流过一样。
So one way to see this is you can picture this as a river with two shores. One shore is represented by knowledge, and the other one is the depth of insight, and the river of love is flowing in between them.
知识在圣经里面呢，它是强调一个经验上面的了解。
So this is talking about an experiential understanding.
所以呢，它不是好像你看一本书 你就会有这个知识的意思。
So that this knowledge is not talking about knowledge gained by just reading a book.
它是好像呢，你认识一个朋友，你从一个经验上面，你去知道他是一个怎么样的一个人。
But rather, it's more like getting to know a friend, and through experience, you get to know what kind of friend this person is.
保罗用知识这个字呢，在他的书信里面，总共出现了15次。
The word knowledge, altogether, Paul used it 15 times in his letters.
他用这个字的时候，通常呢是讲到了对神的认识，还有就是对道德上面的认识。
So when he's talking using the word knowledge, Paul is referring to one's understanding about God and about morality.
所以你可以告诉，可以简直了解，保罗是告诉我们呢，你要成长。那么你必须要爱。
So you can look at it this way. What Paul is saying is that in order for us to grow, we must love.
当你爱的时候，你就会经验神更多。
And when you love, you will experience God even that much more.
同样，你会明白神的道德的标准更多。
And at the same time, you have a deeper understanding of God's moral standards.
那么你的爱就会成长更多。
And as a result, your love will grow.
另外一个字呢，就是这个，坚持这个字。
The other word is insight.
这个字呢，在新约圣经里面只出现一次。
And this word only appeared once in New Testament.
但是呢，在希腊文的旧约圣经呢，却是一个常常出现的一个字。
However, in the Old Testament written in Greek, the word has appeared many times.
就是箴言里面的谋略 discernment 这个字。
And that's the word that's the word discernment used many times in Proverbs.
这个字其实就是讲到我们怎么在平常的生活里面做不同的决定。
And this basically is referring to how we make different decisions in our daily lives.
保罗是祈求神，希望腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹能够在爱心上面成长。
So Paul is praying to God that the brothers and sisters in the Philippian church will grow in love.
那么他们呢就会更认识神。
So they may know God much better.
他们也会用他们的爱心去做他们生活上面不同的决定。
And they will use their love to make different decisions in their lives.
那么就会带来第十节的后果。
And the result is written in verse 10.
就是呢，他们能够分别是非。
So that they can discern what is best.
在希伯来书里面呢，告诉我们怎么才是一个在神里面成熟的一个人。
And the book of Hebrews tells us how we can tell a person who is mature in God.
就是他熟练神的话。
So it is a person who is familiar with God's word.
能够分辨好歹。
They can discern good from bad.
我想呢，我们每一个人都会做决定呢。
I know we all can make decisions.
你也会找不同的根据做你生活上面的不同的决定。
And we can all make decisions based on different criteria.
比方说你怎么教养小孩啊。
For example, how one brings up his children.
你怎么决定你怎么用你的钱呢？
And how one uses his wealth.
你怎么决定怎么对你的朋友啊夫妻啊。
How one treats his friends and how husband and wife treat each other.
但是你能不能够用神的话成为你的根基去做这个决定，就是你成熟的一个基督徒的一个考验了。
So a trial for whether a person is a mature Christian or not depends on whether the person can make decision based on God's word.
腓立比书一章十节里面呢，其实呢，有另外一个翻译呢，就是不单只是分辨是非，其实呢，有一个翻译是，他能不能够分辨什么是好，跟 更好的或者是最好的这个能力。
So one translation actually for this this phrase is not just to be able to discern what is best, but rather to be able to tell what is really good, what is better or best from what is only good.
所以呢，中文圣经呢是分辨什么是对，什么是错。英文圣经还有呢，就是还有一个意思就是什么是最好，就是什么是 best。所以 ，OK。
So in other words, the Chinese translation is talking about how we can tell good from bad, but the English translation in some cases is actually talking about what is most superior over what maybe is only good.
你知道在教会里面也会有吵架的机会啊。
Do you know that there are also controversies in churches?
那为什么人吵架呢？你知不知道
？Why do people argue in churches?
就是我们觉得我们是对吗
？Because we feel like we are right.
但是呢，保罗说，有的时候的确是两方面都是对啊。
But what Paul is saying is that indeed both sides can be right.
但是保罗说，你要学习去怎么去选择是最好的。
But what Paul is saying is we must learn how to choose what is best.
很多时候最好的决定呢，不一定是一个最聪明的决定哦。
Sometimes the best decision is not the wisest decision.
很多时候最好的决定呢，是一个最和平的一个决定。
A lot of times the best decision is the most peaceful decision.
最后呢，保罗继续的讲，就是呢，你们会成为一个诚实无过的人。
And then Paul talks about becoming one who is pure and blameless.
诚实无过呢，在圣经另外一个翻译呢，就是无可指责。
The pure and blameless. Another translation for pure and blameless is one who is blameless.
这个就是人家没找不到证据去批评你。
What this means is that people cannot find evidence to criticize you.
那么最后呢，保罗讲到这些人呢，就会在基督耶稣里呢，借满这些义果。
And Paul then talked about these people may be filled with righteousness, that fruit of righteousness.
这个就是我们的人生的结果，就是神的义。
And because the end result of our lives is God's righteousness.
什么叫神的义啊？
So what does God's righteousness mean?
就是我们的行为达到神的标准。
What that means is our actions have reached God's standard.
它是这样子的生活，这样子的生命，就会叫神得到荣耀。
And only this kind of life can bring glory to God.
你知道这样子的人生，只有这些把福音摆在他们人生的中心的时候，才有可能发生。
And this kind of life is only possible if one puts gospel as the center of its life.
我不知道你对你的人生有什么期望。
I don't know what kind of expectations you have for your lives.
我记得呢，我信耶稣的时候，人家会传福音的时候，会引用这句话。
I remember that when I was becoming a believer, people would use this phrase.
约翰福音十章十节，耶稣在这边说，我来是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
In the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10 says that I have come that they may have life and have it to the full.
那我现在问你了。
Now I ask you.
你信主一年了。
You have become a believer for a year now.
十年了。
10 years.
三十年了。
30 years.
你的生命是不是更丰盛呢？
Have your lives become more abundant?
其实我有的时候发觉有些人连快乐的人生也长不也做不到。
And what I have found out is that in some cases people haven't even reached any kind of a happiness.
那么是不是耶稣骗人呢？
Is it because Jesus lied to us?
这个没有可能呢。
That's impossible.
那么为什么我们没有得到耶稣所应许的更丰盛的生命呢？
then why is it that we have not gained the light of fullness as Jesus had promised?
And
the reason is because we have not placed the gospel in the center of our lives.
神学家D.A. Carson呢，他写了以下的一句话。
The theologian D.A. Carson wrote the following.
他说有一个人呢，希望买3块钱的福音。
He said that someone wants to buy $3 worth of gospel.
他就简直说了，他只需要3块钱的福音。
But this person only wanted to buy $3 of gospel.
你千万不要给我太多。
And absolutely, please do not give me more than that.
只要足够我有一个快乐的人生。
Just want enough so I can have a happy life.
太多会给使我上瘾了。
If you give me too much, I might become addicted.
我只希望有足够的福音。
I just want enough gospel.
使我的家庭平安。
So my family is safe.
那么我的儿女听话。
And my children are obedient.
我不要太多的福音。
I don't want too much gospel.
因为它会改变我的志向。
Because it will redirect my life.
又会令我奉献更多。
And also may make me offer that much more.
所以给我3块钱的福音就可以了。
And that's why just give me $3 worth of gospel.
我不知道这个是不是你的写照。
I don't know if this is a reflection of our lives.
但是我告诉你，这个就是为什么我们不能享受这个丰盛的人生。
But I'll tell you, but this is the reason why we cannot enjoy a life of fullness.
但是我告诉你，如果你把福音成为你人生的中心的时候，
But if we make the gospel the center of our lives,
你就会好像腓立比教会一样，
and you will be like the Philippian church.
你在极穷之中也有满足的喜乐。
That we will have a content joy even in extreme poverty.
你会好像保罗一样坐牢的时候也不担心自己的平安。
And you will be like Paul, that even though we may be in chains, but we will not be concerned about safety.
因为他们都拥有一个福音为新的一个人生。
Because they all have the gospel as the center of their lives.
我们最后一同祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
让腓立比教会成为我们的榜样。
That the Philippian church can be our model.
我们同样的求，就是我们的爱心能够在我们的知识跟坚持上面， 多而又多。
And also we pray that our love may be abound more and more with the knowledge and depth of insight.
我们也祈求我们能够以福音为我们的人生的中心。
We also pray that the gospel will become the center of our lives.
因为这样子就可以把荣耀归给我们的神。
Only this we can bring glory to God.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Thank you for listening to our prayer. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
My goal is God Himself.